Hi, it's Simon here from the Lunchbox Star, and a very special call today. On the line, we have a very special lady. She's called Lynn, and she's a 43 business and planning manager from London. And I wanted to give Lynn a call today to inspire other people and you yourselves who are listening to lose weight. Lynn, welcome to the call.
Hello. Hi, Simon.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's all okay, actually. Pretty good. Started the diet probably about 5 months ago, and I've lost just over 3 stone now.
So, fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, let's go back a bit to before you started the diet. Tell me a little bit about being overweight and how has it affected your life?
I was always overweight, actually. I always had a weight issue, and I was a dieter, you know, up and down all the time, trying to lose weight. Probably around October last year, I had a light bulb moment. I was actually diagnosed with an underactive thyroid.
Right.
And so I decided I needed to do something about it. But more than that, obviously, I had to first have a look at my attachment to food, why I was overweight in first instance. So, yeah.
And then how did you first hear about the diet?
I was actually browsing on the internet and your diet came up as a link. So I clicked on it and had a read about it. And I went out and bought the book and, you know, it sort of started there, really.
And when did you first start to see the results? When did they first come?
I'd say probably after about 3 or 4 weeks. I hadn't weighed myself after that, but I was just starting to notice a change in the way I felt. I wasn't out of breath as much. I was sleeping heaps better.
Absolutely great. And what kind of tips would you give to other people that are, you know, wanting to lose weight? There's going to be people listening to this that are really struggling with their weight.
Yeah.
And not, you know, they've reached that point where they've tried every diet pill, they've been on every diet. You know, what are the things that you've been doing the diet for a while now.
Yeah.
You know, you've got that experience. What advice would you give to other people that are, you know, really on the edge and wanting to make a change?
Firstly, I'd probably say you need to understand why you are wanting to lose the weight. You need to maybe try and explore your emotional attachment to food, which is always a good place to start. But more than that, I would say to people that it's not so much about being on a diet. It's about just changing your approach to food and sort of changing it into a healthy eating plan. So it's actually a plan for life.
Well, how would you sum up how the diet works and how easy it is to implement into your life?
For me, it was quite easy because I do enjoy fruit and vegetables and meat and fish. So it was okay for me. But it's more about the fact that I don't ever get hungry on it, you know, because I'm eating all day.
Am I right in thinking that you've got some work colleagues that come up to you asking you what's in your box?
Absolutely, yeah. And I am starting to share all of that around the office now, you know.
And I think that once people start to lose weight, such as yourself, you then become a mentor, don't you, to other people?
Yeah.
And that's a massive switch for someone who's been overweight yourself. Tell me a bit more about that.
Well, I'm actually mentoring a couple of friends at the moment through their journeys, and it's just about supporting them and, you know, and hearing of their issues as well, you know, and just sort of providing advice, you know, as and when I can. But it's just about sort of changing people's attitudes to food, you know, and about sort of letting people know that a diet isn't a diet. It's not restrictive in that sense. You can eat, you know, vegetables, fish, meat, you know, high protein food, and sort of tie in to exercise.
What's one of your favourite boxes? If you could give someone a really good combination of a lunchbox that's just super tasty that you just go back to.
A really quick and easy One is the shrimp box. I think it's called Sassy Shrimp.
Sassy Shrimp, yeah, in the book.
That's really easy for me. I absolutely adore prawns anyway, so, you know, and it's quite simple as well, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a huge amount of ingredients in it, but it's really tasty.
And tell me about how the online program's helped you.
Yeah, the online program has been a lifesaver for me. I was finding every weekend I had to sit and plan the diet and write everything out. And in the early days, I was obviously buying all the vegetables, you know, for like a week, and having to throw a few of them away. So the online tool allows you to work out the meals each day, and it provides a shopping list as well. So I take that, and then I buy enough ingredients, like for 3 days, you know. And also, it's really good that if I overeat on the one day, it calculates an under of eating the day after, so it balances it all out for you.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
What kind of other tips would you give to people, especially on like the fitness side of things? Because obviously, once you know, if we're quite overweight, and I've been there myself,
yeah.
You don't want to kind of exercise, do you? And it's kind of a snowball effect. Once you start losing weight, you want to exercise more, and then when you want to exercise more, you want to eat more healthy.
Yeah.
And tell people about what you've been achieving with your kind of fitness.
Well, if you think at the start of this journey, I couldn't even walk up a flight of stairs. I was hugely overweight, really unhealthy. Now I train 3 times a week with a personal trainer, and I do cardio 2x a week as well.
Fantastic. And hasn't your trainer put you up for a New Year award, is that right?
He has indeed, yes.
Which must be fantastic.
Award, 2011, in shape category.
So the major message is here for people is that even if you're not into exercise now, once you get on the diet and once things start moving in the right direction, it's really going to pick up, and now you're changing your life. You're influencing other people,
yeah.
And which is amazing, and you've done fantastically well.
I mean, exercising is just so much easier now as well, you know, and it's enjoyable as well.
Mm. And tell us a bit about the charity that you're kind of aiming to help, because obviously that's a big thing. If you can have a target and a reason,
yes,
to be losing weight, that gives you an extra incentive, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I had an aunt who passed away a couple of years ago through pancreatic cancer, which was just a huge, you know, tragedy for all of us as a family. And I thought about, well, you know, if I'm on the diet and I'm trying to lose weight to become healthy again, is there anything I can do to support the charity? And basically, I've had colleagues at work and friends and family sponsor me for every pound I've lost.
Brilliant.
And I've raised probably about £400 at the moment, so yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, Lynn, thank you very much for spending the time on the call. You're doing fantastically well. And Lynn is in the community, so go and say hi to Lynn. She'll be around there chatting and doing bits and bobs. So, yeah, thank you very much, Lynn.
All right, then.
Take care.
Okay, Simon. Bye.